just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
Welcome back to Lay of the Land. We're chatting with my guest this evening, John Nichols. We appreciate your being with us, John. I'm going to give our trivia question now, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, John. Don't by impulse give the answer, because we
don't
want our...
Don't shout the answer out if I know it?
No, we don't want you to give the answer, because I know you know it. And
You see, that's, you're really giving me, you're letting me off the hook.
Yeah, I know you know the answer to this. So there's no doubt about it. But I do want my listeners to ponder this for next week. And of course, you can call me with your answer, or you can email me. My email is nptim, T-I-M-M. 571@gmail.com. That's nptim, T-I-M-M, 571@gmail.com. And here's the question. Name the Madison attorney that created Bobfest. Madison attorney that created Bobfest. Okay? So,
that's a great question there, Nate. And I'll tell you what. Have you back on sometime. We'll talk about him.
I would love to have you back. Yeah, I'd love to have you back.
Love to talk about that man.
I would love to have you do that.
The great Wisconsinites.
Yes, he is.
And I won't shout the name out.
Thank you. Thank you. That take a lot of restraint on your part, John. I know.
It does.
So we have got a couple callers on the line here, John. So I... One of them has been patiently waiting a long time. Ron, give us your question or comment.
Good evening, gentlemen. I agree with the general thrust of your discussion, and that it's essential for the Biden administration to come through on these rural infrastructure projects. But I want to add a different dimension to the issue and the problem that Nate was talking about earlier in the hour about authoritarian leaders, because authoritarian leaders have authoritarian followers. And it's my general impression that Democrats and progressives often underestimate the role of culture in our political divide. They often are baffled that people vote against their economic self-interest. So I'd like you to speak to the fact that many cultural divisions having to do with religiosity, with regards to guns, with regards to abortion, often trump, no pun intended, these economic and public policy issues you've been speaking about.
Mm-hmm. That is a terrific question. And as Nate knows, I've written about this a lot in books and spoken about a lot over the years. I think there's actually a very simple calculus here. We know that there are people who disagree on a whole host of cultural issues, right? Or what are referred to as cultural issues. And some of those disagreements are rooted in their personal experience. Some of them may be rooted in religion. Some of them may be rooted in society, the community they live in, whatever it is. Look, at some fundamental level, I think it's important to remember that as regards the Democratic Party, it's a party that's committed increasingly in its platforms to economic and social and racial justice, as well as to saving the planet and ideally to avoiding wars. And so at a fundamental level, the party can't abandon those positions. Those are, one would hope, positions rooted in the morality and the common values of Democrats. And so if they've got a challenge as regards cultural issues, there's two ways to respond on it. Number one is to educate, right? And I've seen a lot of this, by the way. I've spoken at probably more rural and small town and county events than, well, certainly than most of our politicians. And I've found a tremendous number of great progressive folks there, right, who are every bit as progressive as anybody living in a city. And so they've learned, they've embraced, maybe their own values were already so ahead of the city folk already, that they're very, very progressive on these issues. But if there are folks who aren't, right, you want to learn how to talk about things. And I do think that Democrats sometimes have a real problem talking about issues and explaining, putting things into perspective, finding the touchstones where you can make connections with people. And I think that's really vital. The final thing that I'll say, too, is that, you know, look, Democrats aren't very good at turning the volume up on the issues that are very, very popular, right? I'll give you a good example right now in this fight over Build Back Better, this big, you know, $3.5 trillion plan. They keep talking about the price tag, and they keep talking about, oh, we got a fight between Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and it's a fight over, you know, something petty or something dumb or something corrupt or whatever. And especially with Sinema and Manchin. And what they ought to be talking about is what's in the plan, right? Because who, be they rural or urban, isn't in favor of giving vision, dental, and hearing care to our elderly folks? I mean, come on. So I think that learning how to talk and learning how to communicate with people, giving them respect and bringing them across the line, is something that can be done. Unfortunately, too many of our Democratic politicians don't recognize that and don't realize that they can make the connection.
Unfortunately, John, we're at the end of this journey already. Thanks, Ron, for calling in. I'm sorry we're not getting to my friend Marcia, who's on the line. John, we've got to have you back. Thanks for being my guest. We look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
I would be honored to come back at your convenience, my friend.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure.
Have a good evening.